The plant's owner, Dominion Resources, says the Kewaunee Power Station will stop operating in about 6 months. Then the company will begin a teardown process that could take up to 6 decades. The Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin says when Dominion bought the Kewaunee plant 7 years ago, the firm promised to have enough money set aside for decommissioning. Cubs' Charlie Higley says he doesn't want to see Wisconsin ratepayers have to kick in more money.
Not only that, but if Dominion has money left over after it decommissions the plant, it's supposed to return that money back to Wisconsin ratepayers.
Higley says Cub will also keep tabs on the highly radioactive nuclear waste that will likely be added to the concrete and steel storage containers already at the Kewaunee site. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission will be responsible for safety issues. NRC spokeswoman Prima Chandrathil says Dominion still has to submit an official shutdown notice to her agency. But she says the NRC does have strict rules on decommissioning.
Those range from cleanup of radioactivity, contaminated plant systems, structures, removal of radioactive fuel. We have very, very robust rules that address those areas.
Chandrathil also says the public will have a chance to comment on the Kewaunee decommissioning plans. She acknowledges that teardown of the former Genoa nuclear plant near La Crosse is taking many years, and major decommissioning work at the former Zion plant south of Kenosha is just ramping up 15 years after the plant stopped producing power. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.